Gabrielle, Dr. St. Paul, thank you so much for joining me for another exploration of Cinema International. And this week we'll be discussing the Japanese film Sweet Bean. So tell us, why was this chosen?
This was chosen because basically we try to represent all the languages that we teach in our modern languages department, and Japanese is definitely one of them. And so this is a very interesting movie. It's very poetic and also teaches something about Japanese culture.
And Gabrielle, you're a double major in Japanese and German, correct?
Yes, I am.
So when you watched this film, what was your lens you viewed it through?
Well, I watched this film in preparation for helping out with the discussion on Thursday that I'll be hosting. So I was definitely deliberately looking for the symbolism and just, you know, the interactions of the characters and the beautiful visual, you know, the visual aspects of these of this film. So I was definitely being very deliberate in what I was looking for in this film. It's very artful. It's very gorgeous. And the director, Naomi Kawase, she chooses her scenes very deliberately. And every action that is shot is very, very purposeful.
Now, we don't want to give away anything for those who are going to see it, but just a thumbnail summary of what the movie's about.
Well, the movie is essentially about a man who's running a dorayaki shop, which is a Japanese confectionery that consists of honeyed pancakes sandwiched with sweet bean paste, hence the name Sweet Bean. And he's running the shop and is not very successful until an older woman comes along, and she uses her homemade bean paste in his treats, and it improves his shop at the expense of this secret that she has.
And you said beforehand, there's really nothing American that you would compare this to. It's very much its own thing.
It really is. Japanese films that I've been watching recently have been very artful and very gorgeous, and not to say that American pieces aren't, but American pieces recently have focused a lot on the action, whereas this is very slow, it's drawn out, and it really focuses on that symbolism that you like to see underlying a lot of movies.
What kind of conversation would the two of you like to see happen after the screening of this movie?
Japanese art cinema scene doesn't make other things than animation. This is a real people film. And I think the conversation will go on the past, some secrets, or maybe some historical, some elements of the past that the present day young people don't always know about. And this is coming out in this movie in the shape of this old lady.
In addition to entertainment, a lot of these films, and Sweet Bean seems to be one of them, they're really just a look inside life in another part of the world, a view inside a different culture, right, Gabrielle?
Definitely. I think that each film represents the language and the culture of that language very well.
The showtimes are tonight and also tomorrow and Saturday. Will the discussion just be tonight, or will it be all three evenings?
We have discussions after the viewings every night for about half an hour, sometimes a little more. Sometimes we're even kicked out of the cinema.
And finally, what will the next movie be that we'll be talking about?
February 9, 10, and 11, we will be showing Mustang, a Turkish movie, co-produced with French help, I think, but it's essentially by a female director again, Deniz Gamze Erguven, if I can pronounce this right, and it deals with young women in present-day Turkey.